We are continuing our study of the chapters of the Tehillim that are connected to the Tikkun HaKlali. And today we're up to the seventh of the 10 chapters, and that is the Tehillim 90, Tehillim Tzaddi. In our books it's on page 816. This chapter is written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom. So it's a special chapter. She will tell us that 11 chapters from this chapter until the David Mizmor, so meaning from chapter 90 to chapter 100, those were all written by David HaMelech. And that's why the chapter begins, Tefillah LeMoshe. This is the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, of course, Moshe is considered Isha Elohim. Isha Elohim, meaning he was the man of God. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make a prayer regarding the length of the Galut. The Metzudat David understands Isha Elohim, meaning he was a prophet. So he's a man of God. That refers to his ability to prophesy. 1 second ago. Yes, the chapter is written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The next 9 chapters are written by Moshe Rabbeinu.
This guy goes out of rabbi.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem
Yishmerecha. So it's a great day because we're learning a chapter that's written by Moshe Rabbeinu himself.
816.
Moshe Rabbeinu will talk about the problems of the Jewish people in exile. Again, the chapter refers to him as Isha Elohim, the prophet. And then he says, Adonai ma'on ata ayita lanu bedor vador. Ma'on ata ayita lanu. Which means Mador Umanos Lavosham. We always sought protection and asylum in God. Whenever Am Yisrael was in trouble, we knew that God is our fortress, so to speak. So the pasuk is to be read Ma'on Ata Haita Lanu. You are a Ma'on, you are a dwelling for us, a place where we can go. Bedor Vador. Bedor Vador means in every generation. Rashi says Me'olam. Well, from the beginning. Ki atam mikodem hakol hayita, because you were here before anything else. So therefore there was always God, and God was always there. We were able to find protection. Pasuk bet, beterem arim yuladu. Now this is, he says, before God created the mountains, harim is the mountains, before the mountains were born, literally, as she says, nivri'u. And before God created Eres v'tevel, Eres is, the way the Radak explains it, is the uninhabited lands, and Tevel would be the inhabited lands. Eres v'tevel. Before God created the world. U'me'olam ad olam ata'el. So that she says, Tevel means to create. He created. Tevel is the inhabited lands. Umeolam rishon ve'adolam aharon ata'el. You were rishon and you were aharon. Umeolam ve'adolam, meaning me'olam from the beginning of the world, before it was created, adolam till the end, you were there. So that's referring to God's existence from the beginning. God was there from before day one. I was always there. And God will be there till the end. The only thing that's constant forever is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'olam ve'ad olam. And what is that? Ata'il. That you are God. Period. Exactly. So then he comes along and he says in chapter, in Pasuk Gimel, Tashev enosh ad daka. Oh, now he talks about the principle of yesurin. People sometimes get daka, they get crushed. But what's the purpose of the yesurin? Tashev. So you make teshuvah. So that she says, mevi ata yesurin ala adam. You bring yesurin onto the person. Ad she atam mahziro liyot teshush koah. Until he becomes so weak. Vekarov lamut. That he's almost about to die. Ad daka, meaning you take him to the end. And what are the yesurin telling the person? Yesurin speak, they have a language. Vatomer, the yesurin say to the person, Shuvu b'nei Adam. Yesurin tell the guy, return. Vatomer lo b'yesurin. God tells the person through the yesurin, Shuvu b'nei Adam. Medarkechem ara'im. From your bad ways. Ki elef shanim be'enecha. 1,000 years in your eyes, God. Elef shanim is 1,000 years. Be'enecha, in your eyes. Ki yom etmol ki avor. It's like one day in God's eyes. What does that mean? Dashi. Elef shanim shel bene adam. If a person lives 1,000 years, hem ki yom echad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like one day for God. Ve'od min alayla imo. Which means a full day. Pirush yom echad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ומעט מן הלילה של הקדוש ברוך הוא הם אלף שנים. Right, one full day and some of the night, that's considered 1,000 years for God. שהרי לא אמר הכתוב שיהיה יומו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אחד כאלף שנים. Right, the pasuk says, כיום אתמול, כי יעבור, כיום. אבל כשיצא מעט מן הלילה עמו, אז יומו שלם והביא אלף שנים. Which means, a full day, including a little of the night, that's already of one human being, is considered like 1,000 years for Hashem. By versa. 1,000 years of a man is like one day plus a little. Velachach met Adam Rishon toch elef. Wow. That's why Adam Rishon died within 1,000 years. He died at 930 because God said to Adam that on the day that you eat, you will die.
Why did they say
that? Well, before you jump, Gary. We're in the middle of a class. Why did Adam Rishon die within 1,000 years? He should have died the day he ate. But according to God's day, he did. Because God's day is 1,000 years. So he died within the day. If he would have died after
a little more of the night.
Oh, I'll explain that. If he would have died after 1,000 years, that means he would have died past the day. So he had to die within 1,000. She'ima yachai elef, havi yotem miyom HaShem Baruch Hu. ושמש שיעור אותה השמורה הוא כמו שיש במיטת אדם מראשון עד 1,000 שנים וענן לא ידעינן כמה אביה אותה השמורה כי מסברה. Fine. So he's saying we're making this estimation. כי 1,000 שנים בעיניך, 1,000 years in your eyes, כי יום אתמול, like the day that passed, כי יעבור. והשמורה בלילה. What is השמורה בלילה? So if you look at the רד"ק, he says, "Ve'amarta lo gamken mahem hayecha." What's your life? Ki ilu yira'e be'enecha v'tachshov she'elef shanim. Maybe even if you think you live 1,000 years, mashelo chaya adam rishon. Even Adam Rishon didn't live 1,000. But if you think you live 1,000, ke'ayinim. What's 1,000 years? Kevan she'sofcha lamut. Lefichach al tetka'e be'hayecha im tarich yamim. Don't be arrogant if you think that you live a long life. Ki kulam yachshvu ki yom etmol she'avar. It's going to be like very quickly. It's going to go like a day. O kemo ashmura achat. Or like one early morning. Mashmurot ha'layla. Ki kulam amal v'yigi'ah. V'rabotenu zal pirshu be'enecha keneged ha'el yitbarach. V'amru yomo shel ha'kadosh baruch hu 1,000 shanim. That's the main dirash. That 1,000 years to God is like one day, and that's why Adam Rishon got punished on that day, meaning within the day. Next Rashi, ki 1,000 shanim be'enecha, ukshealta teshuva bedachtecha metechila yafe danta ubarata ota, which means the teshuva was created before the world. The Rashi says, Teshuvah already was on God's mind from the beginning. And that's why he created the world, knowing that the people will sin, but there's a possibility to make teshuvah. V'ru'in ayu ashanim lekach, lefi shayu yemei b'nei adam rabim, shelo ayu elef shanim b'enecha ela kiyom holech sh'oved v'cholef u'ma'at b'na layla imo, shere amat el adam rishon ki b'yom akulcha memenu mot tamut, v'chayat tesha mot ushrim shana, nimsu elef shanim olim liyom b'had u'ma'at b'na layla imo, kiyom etmol ki ya'avor shekhivar abar. He's just giving you that shi'ur, that it's the day plus a little of the night. How do they know that? Why he keeps on adding a little of the night? That's the shi'ur. So if you look at the Pirush Arid, ki elef shanim be'enecha kelomal melech basar v'adam hu memahed linkom. A human king, he takes revenge immediately. Mipnei shu hayom chayu machar umet. Because the king is not going to be alive tomorrow to take the revenge against the subject. So he has to take the revenge immediately. However, that's why God is patient. Because God's not going anywhere. That's the explanation. God could afford to be patient. Which means the inmate's not going anywhere. And God's not going. The warden's not going anywhere. So therefore, in a government, the government wants to punish the guy before the judge dies, before the police officer dies. Otherwise, he can't testify before. So they have to expedite. Borei Olam, I'm not going anywhere. He says, to me, 1,000 years, like one day, is nothing. So therefore, Borei Olam says, look, give the guy a chance to make the shuvah. So he says, ki elef shanim be'enecha metzvach ha'shvuna balayla, zedamtam shena yihiyu, baboker kehasir yahalof. What does that mean? Nashi zeramtam shenayu. Akshav hataftem leotam shanim. Vahavetam liyamim muatim sheenam ela kishnat tenuma. Sheshnei dorot shivim shanahem. Right, which means now already nobody lives 1,000 years anymore. Now already in 70 years we have already 2 generations. Where in the olden days each generation was 900 years, but now. Zedamtam shena yihyu. What does zedamtam mean? What does that word zedamtam? That's in the, I'm reading the Radak. Zedamtam shenot bnei adam kezerem mayim. Aha. Zedamtam is like a flow of water that's flowing very quickly. The years now became like a quick flow of water that's rushing. Shena yihyu. Rotzi lomar kemo halom. Like a guy sleeping and the dream is fleeting. When he gets up in the morning, he forgets the dream even. Which means now life becomes like a fleeting dream. Then, you had 1,000 years. But now, zedamtam, the days are moving quickly like a flow of water. Shenayihiyu, like somebody that goes to sleep and has a dream, and he forgets it, which means, ki'inyan shne'emar b'shuv Hashem et shivat tzionenu kecholmim ve'al shev'im shana shel galut bavel ne'emar. So he says, "Baboker kehasid yahalof," which means "Hanolad belaila met baboker nesof hashena." Well, that's how quick life is. He says that imagine if a person was born at night, he doesn't even make it to the next morning. That's how fast it is. Which means baboker, if he's baboker in the morning, kehasid yahalof, like a piece of grass already, he decays. And that's how quick it is. That's the way he's learning it. Let's see the Radak. Right? He says, Kemo hasid, like the grass. Ken yahalof yavod b'mera. Meaning at night it's moist, and then what happens? The sun comes out in the morning, dries it up, and bingo, dries up and it's gone. Baboker yetzitz. V'halaf. She says, "Hanolad b'alayla met b'boker d'sof v'shena. B'boker yatzitz miyad halaf. V'la'erev yimolel v'yavesh." So the Radak says, "Kelomar im b'me'an ne'orim yesh shalev v'shaket. Even if he has an easy life when he's young." La'erev, at night, should we be mezik na'a? Yemulel v'yabeh, she starts to dry up. La'erev she'iketa, oto kol ha'yom ha'shemesh. The whole day the sun was on him, so at night he starts to feel the... Yep, he dries up. So again, they're talking about the temporariness of time, of the person's life. In and out. Ki chalinu be'apecha. So he says over here from the Radak again. So that's all about the human being. Rabotai, even Adam Rishon that lived 1,000 years, it's one day, meaning it's quick. Bore Olam says in the beginning of time, make teshuvah. Yisurin is the purpose of teshuvah. In order to repent to God. And don't think you can have all the time in the world to do this because it's like a dream. And especially today that we don't have the 1,000-year advantage anymore. Now already, you're going to see that the lifespan of man came down drastically, even though today they brag about the lifespan going up. What is it going up? It's not going up to 930 anymore. Those days are over. So they got a couple of more years. Okay, we're happy for it. But he says that the purpose of this whole thing is to realize the temporariness of man and therefore make teshuvah. And then he writes over here in Pasuk Chet.
I guess we see the connection with the
Kohen. Yeah, well, yeah. That's clear today. Well, Zion says, "Ki chalinu be'apecha." Chalinu means we were destroyed from your anger. U'bahamatecha, from your anger, nivhalnu. We're shocked. What does he mean over here? So the Radak explains, "Ata yedaber al lashon galut." Aha, he's talking about the exile now. Amar, "Kol adam u'hevel." Oh, the life of a person is nonsense. Ve'afidu otam shem b'shalva. Even if the people have a good life, what is life? Koshken anachnu shanachnu begalut. If you had a good life, it's nonsense. Koshken that we're living in galut. Ki chalinu begalut ba'apecha. We're paying for our sins. Shata avonotenu lenegdecha, which means our sins are in front of you. Our sins are in front of you. We are always able to see them, God, and therefore we get punished for them. Alumenu limor panecha. What's the alumenu? What's the word alumenu? That she says, et chatat ne'orenu. That's why it's tikkun haklali. Alumenu means the sins we committed when we were young. Et chatat ne'orenu. The sins of the youth. People are young, they make sins, they get involved, and they regret it when they get older. Samta limor panecha. So, alumenu means the sins of youth. Ne'elem is a young man. So therefore, alumenu, the sins of the young man, limor panecha. Then he says, ki chol yamenu panu be'ebratecha. Kilinu shanenu kemo hege. So he says over here, ki chol yamenu radak, ki lo ayu bem yeme tova. We didn't have good days. Ela kulam panu be'ebratecha, they all passed in your anger. Kilinu shanenu kimo hege. Ki anachnu gormim makilion, we did it ourselves. Just like hege is the breath that comes out of a person's mouth when he talks, just disappears. So that's what happened to our lives. It just disappears in sin and in punishment. And then he says, Yemesh notenu bahem, what of our years? Shiv'im shana. That's a lifespan, 70 years. Ve'im bigburot, and if you're lucky, if you have strength, Shimonim Shana, you'll get to 80. That's today that's the span. And then he says, Virhobam Amal Ba'avin. What did he get in these 80 years? All the kavod that he gets and all the honor that he gets, that she says, Amal Ba'avin. It's worthless. Why? Kigaz, hish, v'na'ufa. She says, "Ki gaz, maze gaz." Hish v'naufa betoch avrat maher anu afimu metim gaz lashon avara. Gaz means we're going to be passed, meaning like you're moving quickly. It's going to pass. Ki gaz hish v'naufa. We leave this world in a second, which means he says we fly to the grave, like a bird that flies. Quickly, Gaz is going to move. Yep. So therefore he's saying, you know, what's the life of a person at the end of the day? You live 70 years, 80 years. Before you know it, boom, it goes by quick. You know, when you're young, you think it's you have all the time in the world. The guy's yawning when he's young. He don't know what to do with his time. You know, he's killing the time. He doesn't know what to do with his time, with his days. It goes very, very slow. So he gets older, he's, where did the time go? Well, how already the guy's 30 years old, 40, 50, 60, boom, wait, it won't go in a second. So he says, Ki gaz hish v'naufa, it passes by v'naufa and flies. Mi yodea oz apecha. Who's able to figure out God in that small amount of time that she says, Bayamim mu'atim ke'ele mi yikne lo lev nadat et oz apecha ulira otcha. Who's able to acquire fear of God in such a short amount of time. Uchiratecha, evratecha. Keshem she'ata yarui ken evratecha kashe. Which means, kiratecha, just like you're worthy to be feared, God, kiratecha, evratecha. That's how your punishments are. Meaning your punishments are serious. You punish the sinners. Limnot yamenu ken hoda. Venavi, levav chokma. Dashi. כאשר בתחילה הודה בעלם את מניין ימינו ארוכים, וכיוון שנעריך ימים נוכל לקנות לב ונביא בתוכם לבב חוכמה, he says over here, יש שומרים למנות ימינו כן, למנות ימינו כן, כן is 70, חפנון. So למנות ימינו, God counts our days, what does he count them? It's כן. 70 שנה, ונמות לפי שיעור ימינו שמעט. Let's see that Doc explains it. Leminyan yamenu kamem shemnu daim lecha ken oda otam nanu ve'az navi devavach kolamad navi chokma b'dibenu. We should bring wisdom into our hearts v'neshtadel yoter b'chokma k'shenida kitzin. When a person knows that he's temporary, that he's finite.
This is connecting thousand years.
Yep, he's saying. Without the 80, without the 70. So he says,
after you finish, I want you to listen to this man. He has something interesting. After you finish, this man.
Limnot shamenu ken oda v'navi levav chokma. So the Reed has a nice pshat in this. Look at the pshat Reed. L'not yamenu ken oda, kelomar, hodiya lanu, let us know, v'ten lanu da'at lasim libenu, l'not yamenu, kamim imyoti, which means, give us the understanding to recognize how short our days are. L'not yamenu ken hoda, give us the knowledge to know, to count our minimum days. And therefore, what will the result be? U'metokach, navi chokma. It'll bring us to wisdom. Navi meaning it'll bring. So therefore, give us the understanding of our days, how minimum they are. The Navi, it'll bring us. What will it bring us to? Levav chokma, to wisdom. It'll bring us to understanding, to not waste our time. Shuva Hashem ad matai, v'nachem al abadecha. Which means what? God, Shuva Hashem, return from your anger, v'nachem, and have regret on the bed. Instead, have a good change your gezerot from bad to good. Sabeinu baboker hasdecha unarena mesmicha bechol yamenu. Now he comes along and says, "Bring us to the redemption." Sabeinu satiate us baboker hasdecha. So that she says, "Biyom geulah v'teshua." The morning is compared to salvation, as opposed to the night that's compared to the galut. So we're saying to God, "Sabeinu baboker hasdecha unranena," and then we'll rejoice. V'nesmecha bechol yamenu. It's a very good point over here. He says, once already we see the redemption, we'll be happy with all our days retroactively. Which means when the Mashiach comes, we'll start to understand all of our days, even the days that passed upon us, will become explained, will become understood. All the simple interpretations that once Mashiach comes, then all our days will be good. We won't have any suffering anymore. Samechenu kemot innitanu, which means God, this is a famous pasuk, bring us joy against the times of suffering you brought us. Innitanu is the suffering. So you gave us a lot of days of suffering. So against it, bring us the joy against all the days of suffering. Samechenu kemot innitanu. Shenot reinu ra'a, the years that we saw bad. Yira'e el avadecha pa'olecha v'adarecha al b'nehem, which means yira'e pa'olecha, we should see your salvation al b'nehem. That she says shiru ha'avot v'habanim ha'yeshua radak, that fathers and children should see it together. Look at that, Michael, you came the right day. Shiru ha'avot v'habanim ha'yeshua b'chol dor v'dor mitchanenim ze ha'avot she'yeshua shatilot b'mi b'nehem, which means the father's praying, let the Geulah come in my children's day. So therefore, the David says, that the father prays that the Geulah should come in his children's time. And then we say the famous pasuk, which happens to be connected to the parashut that we're reading. V'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu alenu, u'ma'asei adenu korona alenu, u'ma'asei adenu korona. We have to understand this pasuk, because it's v'hi no'am, we say it all the time. So let's get Hashem first. V'hi Noam Hashem Elokeinu. What's Noam? The pleasantness of God. What is that? Hashem says Shekhinato. We're talking about His Shekhinah and His consolation. U'ma'ase yadenu konena alenu. Leshon techinahi. Konena kimo shomra. Other word, konena means protect. Konenehu konenoto. U'shne pa'im ma'ase yadenu konen. Echad ha'malechet ha'meshkan. Shebirkan li Yisrael. That there was a prayer Moshe Rabbeinu made that when the Jewish people build the Mishkan, the Shekhinah should rest in the Mishkan in their business. So again, let the pleasantness of God be alenu, on us. Ma'asi means the building of the Mishkan it's referring to. Ma'asi yadenu konena alenu. Should be what? Should be, let's get the right word over here. The right word he'll say in the Malbim, in the Mitzudat, Ahachen Alenu, which means prepare that it should be mitukan, that it should be fixed, that there should not be a mistake in what we're doing. So therefore the Pasuka says, let the pleasantness of God, which is the Shekhinah, be on us, u'ma'asi adenu, and on our handiwork. Konena alenu, which should be fixed, to be prepared to receive the Shekhinah, u'ma'asi adenu, and on our physical handiwork, konena, should also be prepared to receive the Shekhinah. So I guess that's why every time we do a mitzvah, we say, v'hi no'am, that we're about to do, let the Shekhinah rest upon this mitzvah. Let the Shekhinah come down as a result of this good deed that we're about to do. That's why we always say, v'hi no'am, before we do a mitzvah. So before we get to now to the comment, let's review the chapter one more time. Tefillah leMoshe. This is the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Elohim, the man of God, meaning the angel, the prophet. Hashem, ma'on ata italanu bedor vador. You were a place where we can go to throughout the generations. Betere marim yuladu, before the mountains were created. Vatechol el eres v'tebe, before the land, whether it's the regular land or the inhabited land, was created. Me'olam adolam, you were there from the beginning to the end. Me'olam adolam, ani rishon, bani acharon. And what did God say? Tashev enosh ad daka. Borei olam says to make teshuvah ad daka. That's what gives us yisurin. Like it says, and what are the yisurin's purpose? Vatomer shuvu b'nei adam. That sometimes God gives a person yisurin in order to wake him up to make teshuvah. And he says, God is patient. You know why he's patient? Ki elef shanim be'enecha. Because to God, one day, 1,000 years of one person is considered one day to him. So therefore, he's able to be patient because he has all the time. God's not going anywhere. But now you should be even more concerned because now you don't have 1,000 years anymore. Now the days of a person is like a zerem, like a flow of water that's going quickly, shenayu, like a quick sleep, that a person wakes up, boom, from a dream, baboker kahasir yahalof, in the morning, like hasir, like the grass, it just, this goes away, baboker yasitz bihalaf, even in the morning, if the grass grows at night already, it starts to willow. We've been receiving yisurin because of your anger, because of our sins. Our sins are laid in front of you. The sins of our youth, they're in front of your eyes. All of our years and days are being resulted in your anger. And our days are being passed like the breath just disappears. What do we have? 70 years. If we're lucky to have strength, he says, and all the ruhbam means all the kavod that we get, the glory, what is it worth? Why? It goes away very quickly. What is the kavod that you got all these years? And no matter how long a person lives, who can know how great God is? And as great as you are that we have to fear you, that's how serious your punishments are. And it's a prayer David Moshe Rabbeinu says, give us the understanding to count our days, that we should know the value of our days. And then it'll bring us to what? God, return from your anger. Have mercy on yourself. Bring us the salvation that's compared to the morning. And then we'll rejoice. Retroactively, we'll have rejoicement in all our days. Give us happiness against all the times you gave us suffering. All the years that we saw bad. Which meant we said, appear to your servant, show him your salvation. Madarichal ben Haman, on the children that the father prays that him and his children should see the Yehulav. Hinu Am Hashem Elokeinu, let the pleasantness of God be upon us and upon our handiwork. Simply referring to the Mishkan or our mitzvot or any handiwork when you go to business. That the God should be with our handiwork, that we should be Matzliach. That's why we always say this word, Ma'asei Yadeinu, that we should reach the purpose, that the Shekhinah should come down in our ways. So that's the simple interpretation of the chapter. The Musar of the chapter, open up the Chidah now. The Chidah is an unbelievable piece on this. Chumat Anach. Chumat Anach is on page 6. Very important, Yesod. Page 819. Yes, the Shevenosh Ad Daka. So the Chida says, if Shalomar, the Berov Rahamav Yidbarach, Milivad Shefli Hasadav Rabim Nekabela Chote Betshuva. Listen, it's an amazing thing that God accepts a person Teshuva. That itself is a big thing. Why should God accept Teshuva? You make a sin and it's over. So he says, it's a tremendous chesed that is teshuvah. Od bay kill me, od me, od. Now the Chida says a big secret. There's a bigger leniency that God gave us. Ki biyot lo anava, if a person is humble, v'u ma'avir al middotav, he lets things slide. He doesn't hold grudge. He doesn't hold on ceremony. He doesn't hold ma'avir al middotav. You know, if you have that midah, Hashuv umkubal umrutse, that's considered accepted by God. Umma'avirim lo al kol pesha'av. You get forgiven for everything. And then he explains, Ukvar Rav Ir Vekadish Haramak. He explains what Rabbi Moshe Cordovero said. Moshe Cordovero says something amazing. Vif patach bechokhmah. Let's listen to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero talking now. Yes, Vayoma le Adam. So God tells Adam, Hello Yadata. Next page, 821, boys. Nochmat Anach. Ki kama vekama chatata. God tells man, you know how much you sinned. Vesarik tikun. What's the tikun? Ve'im yomru shetetane kama ta'aniyot. If they're going to tell him, fast. You got to fast. You got to fast 200 ta'aniyot in order to... Ve'im yomru shetetane kama ta'aniyot. If they're going to tell the guy you have to fast, Hashem tashiv, the guy's going to answer back, Kashal kohi. I don't have the strength. I'm too weak to fast. How much can you fast? We cannot go without coffee in the morning. You're going to fast now? So then God will tell the guy, ואם יאמרו לך, לכפר חטאתך, צריך שתהיה זמן הרבה בסובלי חולאים ורבים מכאובים. All right, you don't want to fast? You have to suffer. Sickness, God forbid. תחיל תסעק, you're going to cry out to God, and you're going to tell him, כי תאווה נפשך להיות בריא עולם. I want to be healthy, I don't want to be sick. וכל מיני חולאים ומכאובים, הרחק מאוד, I want to run away from sickness. So then God will tell the guy, ואם כל יאמרו, צריך שימותו בניך. God forbid. Okay, well, you have to pay for your sins through your children. Hello, Ta'ane Ata. You're going to tell God, no way. Ata Shem Teshmerem. I want you to protect my children. I want you to protect my family. So God says, fine. Bim yigziru alecha aniyut vedalut. So God will say, okay, poverty. You got to get something. So every time God's going to give you an option, you say, no, that's the worst item. Lebecha yimeher arhek memeni kol mine oni. I don't want to have any poverty. I don't want to be hungry for food. Ve'lo yasal lachmi. Ve'ofet shekol holi umadve va'aniyut inu va'bezeu al tove. U'bachot tefkeh l'natzli. You're going to cry to be saved from any of these things. So what is God going to come and tell the guy? Listen, you got avirot. And you're not willing to take any of these options. So Borei Olam says, I have one more option for you. But listen how gorgeous the language is. This is the advice. Shitiye bari, you're going to be healthy. Umitpanes bechavod, and you're going to make money bechavod. V'chol b'nei betka chayim tovim, and your children will live good long lives. Guy says, amen. But what about my sins? Rak shitiye anav. God says, the option is to be humble then. Be humble. Accept upon yourself the decree of humility. Uma'avir al midotecha. And let things slide. Ubaze yitkaperu kol avonotecha. And with that, you're forgiven. So therefore, you have an option. You want to be an arrogant guy and stand on principle? No problem. Your other options are in front of you. You didn't want those options. You didn't want those options for kapara. So God says, no problem. I will not take away your money. I will not take away your children. I will not take away your good health. I won't take anything away. But who is going to pay for the sins? Your humility and your ability to forego. Know that when a person lets things go, he's protecting his children. When a guy lets things go, he's protecting his bank account. When a guy lets things go, he's protecting his health. Because Borei Olam says, hey, you don't want to go that route. I gave you the option. You want to be a stickler? You want to hold grudges? No problem. How are you going to pay for your sins now? Now we go back to the first options. That's the way Rav Moshe Cordovero puts it. You put it like that, it's a no-brainer. That's it. We're cured. That's it. That's the kryptonite. Exactly. Danny's right. That's the kryptonite. Which means that's the main item. Humility. Don't be a gava guy. A guy wrong, let it pings pass. You don't hold things in your guy.
The quicker the better, huh?
That's the cure. It's you get a double benefit. Number one, you get kaparat avonot. That's a beauty item. But better, number two, you get saved from the other stuff. Borei Olam says there is an option to live all these things intact and still get kapara. That we say in Spanish. You could have your cake and eat it too. That's a big thing, which means normally they tell you you can have the cake, but you can't eat it. That's listen. You can look at it, you can, but here we say no. You can have your cake and you can eat it also. Enjoy it. What else said you could have life and children and money and beracha and you get kapara on it also. But what do I have to do? To fight my yetzer to overcome the urge to. Stand on principle. By the way, it must not be an easy thing, by the way. If that's one of the options, I mean, it's up there with poverty, sickness, death. So obviously, it's got
to
be...
You have to understand, I don't understand it, what that means.
Right.
If I'm at work, I let the guy go, my son doesn't know it, just everything...
Right, exactly, 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 exactly. Guy spits in your face, let it go. Sammy spit in Gary's face. Let's do an experiment over to see if he understands what we're talking about. I don't think he understands what we're talking about. Michael, step on Gary's toes for a second. Let's see if he knows what he's talking about. Pour that coffee on his head. Let's see if we know what he's talking about. Why do you jump to the extreme?
Yeah.
That'll never happen. I'm not talking about if a guy burns your house down. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let me pay you. Let me take you out for dinner. Is we're talking about that? Yeah. We're talking about the simple things. Oh, the simple things in life. Guy sat in your chair. You're sitting in that chair on Shabbat for 25 years. You came in, somebody sitting in your chair. So one guy will blow up the shul because of that. Another guy says, hey, leave it alone. Sit over there. Leave it. Then somebody took your aliyah. They didn't respect you the right way. They didn't give you the proper kavod. Be mevater. Let the things go. Humble guy. Okay, let it go. They disagreed with you. You voted this way. They didn't listen to your opinions. Okay. Let it go. Let it swallow it. Swallow it. Don't let it get to you. Mevater. Be mevater on certain things. Comes to your wife. Comes to your spouse. Okay, so she won. Give it a big deal. Listen, there's different grades. I don't say no, different grades.
There's got to be something here that exempts you.
Yeah, but listen, some cases I agree are harder than others. But ma'avira midotav, meaning you don't hold on your, everything is to the principle, and you stand on everything. Let the guy go. But did this guy hurt you? Let him go. Leave him alone. Kapara, leave him alone. That doesn't mean you have to be his best friend. Doesn't mean you have to marry him. See, you have an attitude. You don't hold it. You don't hold it on him. It's finished. Let it go. Oh my God, but this is hard. You have guys that haven't talked to their siblings in 22 years because of this. So she didn't invite me to the wedding. She didn't. Well, you have rabbis the same way. He didn't give me the beracha. That's it. All that stuff. Leave that. It's shtuyot to you because you don't care about the beracha. But everybody in his own thing. Understand? Everybody on his own level and everybody in his own field. Anyway, that's what he says over here. Vezer remes, so now he continues. Tashev enosh. I'm reading the Haida boys. Tashev enosh. ולא די שאתה מקבלו בתשובה, אלא שכל סיגופים ועניינים מועלים לתשובה עד דקה. תשב אנוש, you know what the best סיגולה for תשב אנוש? עד דקה, meaning lower yourself. דקה means below. שיהיה ענב ומעביר המדוב, זה לבד מספיק. That's enough. You don't need the other stuff. Eat breakfast, by the way. Don't fast. Eat breakfast. And you won't have to go to the doctor, by the way. Just become humble. Go learn what humble. Go learn what humility is. Once you learn what humility is, you won't have a question. What does ma'avir amidotav mean? I told you the story what humble is. That Rabbi Yaakov Ades. One night he went and he put the towel next to the netilat shadayim. So when he makes it to shadayim, the towel is the towel's over there. He went. He did it himself. He put the towel over there. He went to make the netilat shadayim. The towel is not there. So what did he start to do? He left. That's humility. Because how would we react? Who took the towel? Who took the towel? I want to know right now, who moved that towel? And then what? We make new laws. From now on, the towel stays here till I make the touch of daim, and we don't move the towel. You saw I put it there? But so where we got offended. We got offended. The humble guy, he laughs. We put the towel there. Borei Olam, take the towel away. Who am I? I'm nothing. Borei Olam is going to. God runs the world. There was a nurse in the hospital. She's opening up the Venetian blinds. Those Venetian blinds can be tricky. You know, they start going haywire. They go this way. They go that way. And once you get it the wrong way, it's hard to get the equilibrium back on these things. Mm-hmm. So the nurse, she's pulling this way, pulling that way. All of a sudden, she gets all frustrated. She takes the string. She says, stupid blinds. Gava, what are you doing over here? What is she saying? You're not listening to me. That's what she's telling the blinds. You're not listening to me. I'm telling you to go down straight, and you're disobeying me. Everybody gets angry. I told her. It's Gava, the humble guy. Look at this here. I'm struggling with it. Who has to listen to me? What am I? I need my hayai. So you don't have that arrogance where the world is bowing at your beck and call and everybody has to, you know, right away jump at your command and things like that. And if things that and a guy doesn't go, the things don't go your way, the guy's you're better, you know. You came home, you told your wife, I told you to pick up the cleaners. Where's the cleaner? I know my suit. Yeah, be better that guy. It's not gonna hurt you. Be better. I'm talking about that. No, oh, but I need my suit for the wedding. The world will not end from that. Leave it. Wear another suit. Understand? But most people have gaba. I told you 15 times to pick up the suit. There's no excuses. I told you to do it. I need this suit over here. Why? But if you're an anav guy, you say, you know what? I want to make a lot of money tomorrow morning. You know what? Let it go. Well, somebody on them says, bring, let the health come in. Let the beracha come in. And what? Let the sins leave. Dissipate. Let the sins leave. Understand what's going on over here? So it's an opportunity. But again, you have to train yourself for this over here. Because the natural tendency of man is he wants what he wants, when he wants it, from when he wants. Especially if he's richer than the next guy, or it's a worker. And you know, he has all sorts of, he holds himself in high esteem. Therefore, he holds himself that they have to all, right away. If he gives an instruction once, how come you didn't call me back? I called you. Hey, slow down. Take the edge off things, Rabotai. Guys get angry. Guys get, you're in the bank. I saw the guy in the bank the other day. I told you on Shabbat. The guy's flipping out on the teller. She's doing her job. She's listening. You made 47 transactions. That's the maximum. You can't do more than 47 transactions in one standing here. The guy came in with transaction for every Chabad in the tri-state area. He's making a deposit for every Chabad. So after 47, she says, oh, listen, that's it. The computer says no more transactions. You got to come back in an hour till we calibrate, till we call Guinness. We have to call Guinness, first of all, to announce that the guy broke a record. And after Guinness documents it, you can come back for more. Where's the manager? What are you yelling at the G? Did she tell you the computer won't do it? She's saying the computer said finish. You maxed out. Yelling at the lady. And he's on the phone at the same time. Hold on. One minute. What are you doing? Who are you, first of all? Where were you? Because you make 47 transactions, therefore you could yell at the... But again, that's gava. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean... You're not allowed to walk to a manager and say, can I understand this? Say, I need to make another thing. Could you help me? And not walk up, play dead like an... But again, if you have gava, I'm in this bank for 22 years. You know who I am. I'm a good guy. I'm leaving. I'm going. That's what happens all day long with guys. They get offended in the shul. I'm leaving. I'm not paying my donation. What happened? A guy sat in my seat. A guy sat in your seat there for what? Therefore, I'm not paying my donations anymore. Finish. I'm out. I mean, so you wouldn't believe people are like that. But there's people. Why? Gava. So therefore, the lesson over here is not that you have to play dead. Stand on Osher Parkway. Rabbi said, I shouldn't stand on principle. Run me over. No, I don't want to run you over. Don't run me over. Rabbi said, it's kapara. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about other islands. When somebody hits your ego, your funny bone, and you eat it, you swallow it, you don't react to an automatic ego reaction, you know, because you think you're somebody so hashuv. Mm. Somebody says something that it hits your ego a little. Ma'avir. But you don't understand the value of that. You bought yourself with that little item. Health, wealth, children, beracha, panasa, everything. And you got kaparat avonot. By the way, on the day that happens to you, make a seudah mitzvah, 100%. Make a seudah mitzvah. You got bar. You know, in the slot machines, bar, that's bar, 777. Finish, bingo. That's a jackpot. That's what they say, jackpot. Anyway, it's a great hidah, I think. Okay, one more Hidah, Rabotai. Turn the page. Page 823. Yemesh shenotenu bahem 70 shana. Shamati ma'arav yashish kivod merenu arav Rabbi Shaul, ben kavod Rabbi David, shepiresh b'mas shamru b'perek gimod esmachot. Zaken... Sha'achal et ha'chelev. Okay, you have a zaken, old man, tamid hacham. he ate chalev, not kosher. Or shechalel Shabbat. Or hasbarim is mechalel Shabbat. Mi modieni shemet bekaret. Now, those are punishments that you get karet for. How are we going to know that that person got karet? So it says, Ela hamet l'shlosha met bekaret. What does met l'shlosha? 3 days later? Vezeu she'amar ha-katuv, yemesh shenotenu, miyodeya ozapecha, kabana, kasher yagia l'shevim l'shvonim shana. When it, if a guy dies younger age, then already you can say, oh, he got karet. But a guy made it to 70 and 80. We know that once you get to those years, it's past the time of karet. But let's say the guy committed a sin of karet at that age. Mm-hmm. How would you know that he's getting karet? Mi yodeya ozapecha. Im ben shev'im oshim yochal chelev v'chiyosim t'chalev karet. Hare palet lemikaret. He escaped karet because he's 70 or 80 years old. How are we going to know the judgment of God? How are we going to know the judgment in those years? So it says, that this karet of the days, that karet if he dies on a certain day, which means if he gets sick and dies within 3 days, that's an aray karet. So there is a karet of days. You understand?
Yes.
That means the guy got sick, was it 3 days later, boom, dead. What happened? The whole thing was 3 days. That's a karet, could be.
2 day, 1 day, all that
part. No, 2 day could be not. 1 day not. It's got to be 3 day. Ah, a certain three system. Day. 3 days karet. 1 day something else. Okay, so he says, he talked about this in Parashat Mishpatim, Ayin Sham. Okay, go to the next one. Turn the page of Botai. Chumat Tanakh, right? We're reading. We got Chumat Tanakh. Let's see, we have another one. Chumat Tanakh. I think we're done with the Chumat Tanakh. Oh, you have another one?
Nope.
No. Okay, now do the other one. We got to do one more. We do one Bala Turim. Look at this here. Look at Bala Turim Yud on page 822. Yemesh shenotenu bahem 70 shana. Okay, the years of a person, average, which is David HaMelech, we know, 70 years. Et mispar yamecha amale. God says, I will give you full years. Ole shiv'im ushtayim. Amale, the word amale. Aleph is 1, mem is 40, that's 41. Lamed is 30, that's 71. Aleph is 1. So when God says, et mispar yamecha amale, you'll get full years, 72, he says. Yemesh shenotorim shiv'im shana, chutz mishana shenolad ba v'shana shemet ba. He says, when it says 70, it's really 72. Because we don't count the year you were born and the year that you died. Those are the bookends. So it's 70 in between. Full 70. Full 70. Nice. So if somebody says, yemesh shenotorim shiv'im shana, it's really 72. Nice. And because it says, mespar yamecha amaleh. 70 and change, right? We'll take that 70 and change. Beautiful. Again, why then is this the chapter that makes it to the Tikkun HaKlali? For good reason. First of all, it does mention the sins of youth, Alumenu, sins of Alumenu Lamor Panecha, and then it tells us how to mechaper. You don't need to go through necessarily all the sigufim and all these difficulties. You have to do something that's even probably harder than that. And to punish the ego of the person. Again, the way you learn humility, you have to open the books to learn exactly what the humility demands from a guy. Today the Hidah says you don't have to really be so humble, just know your value. Today the value of humans is so low compared to what the previous generations, we said on Shabbat, if you were here, we said, we have Shulchan Aruch, the Jewish code of law. There's 4 volumes of Shulchan Aruch, which basically cover the whole gamut of practical Judaism. If I were to tell you, how many years does it take to learn the entire Shulchan Aruch, 4 volumes, cover to cover? So one of the guys in the class said, a lifetime. And my answer to him was a lifetime and a half. To be a rabbi, you don't need to know every law in the Shulchan Aruch. You need to know the main laws. The laws of Shabbat, the laws of kosher kitchen, and some other laws, you know, about the daily prayers and so on and so forth. But you don't need to know every. Now, you want to be a judge, you have to be an expert in another volume. You want to be a rabbi that does marriages, you have to be an expert in a different volume. But there's four volumes. Now, you study the four volumes, you got the whole Judaism in your pocket. And it'll probably take you a lifetime to study the book. Hey, we're studying the book already for 3 years, and we're still in the middle of Hilchot Shabbat.
Wow.
Understand that? To give you a feeling what we're talking about? So this book is called Shulchan Aruch, as you know, yes? When he wrote the book, I saw the original book by Rabbi Hillel's house. When he wrote the book, he writes in the introduction that the purpose of this book is to make it easy for the student. Bottom lines. There was no book like that, bottom lines. Everything was, you know, you had to figure it out. He gave you the bottom line. And he said, I wrote these four volumes as a 30-day program. Like, you know how Sammy, you read the Tehillim every 30 days? So this was like Tehillim. He wants you to read the entire Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. And understand it, obviously. Not read it and just regurgitate it. That means 500 years ago, that was considered doable by people. Regular guy, you tell, read the whole Shulchan Aruch, all four volumes, you'll be a judge by the time you do the 30 days.
Yeah, but we're proof also.
30 days, which today probably takes a lifetime. So the Rabbi Haidah says, you know what? You know what makes you humble today? Just realize your worth today. Look at the level we've sunk into. We know we think we're so ashamed. We read two alechot from the Ben Ish Chai. Oh, yeah, that was us. Two alechot from the Ben Ish Chai. They were learning 30 days of Shulchan Aruch. I'll just give you an example of the aptitude that was and the level that we're on. So who's going to have... Who's going to have Ga'ava anymore? So again, that's part of humility, to know how far... Now, again, the purpose of humility, and we'll end with this, is not to make you depressed, but...
Too late.
No, you're not supposed to get depressed, because that's a bad humility. That's the answer. I want you to get depressed. The purpose of humility is to realize that no matter what you're doing, you can always do more. Yeah. That, you know... I never fulfilled my obligation. I still could do more. The humble guy is motivated. Whatever I did, I don't rest on my laurels. I could do more. And they push themselves. That's a good humility. But part of humility also is to not to take every item to heart and let things slide. And you know, maybe you deserve it. Maybe you deserve it. Maybe what you got, you deserve it. Maybe that's God giving you a little kapara. The guy embarrassed you. It's Hashem giving you kapara. So you want kapara that way or the other way?
Yeah.
I'll take it that way. Sure. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Oh, words will never harm me. I'll take the words. Don't give me the words some once in a while. Let things not go my way because some guy messed up something. Okay. That's Hashem's way of giving me a little patch. I'll take it as opposed to taking something else that's, Chas v'Shalom, irreversible. These things, you can sleep it off and the next day you pick yourself up again. So that's what's called... That the best tikkun for a person is la'avir amedotav, and that's why we're probably reading the chapter, because the best tikkun for the avirot is what? Anava, the humility. Incidentally, by the way, I'll tell you what Hadush is ready to ask. This is the Kli Akar. Why did God choose the three letters of His holy name, Yud, He, and Vav? Those are the three. Those are the letters of God's name. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Why those three letters? The hair is double. So he says, because numerically, those are the smallest letters in the alphabet. Now I know what you're saying. How could a Yud be smaller than an Aleph? No. In the Milui. How do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet. How much is Yud, Vav, Dalet equal? 20. Yud is 10 and Vav, Dalet is 10. That's 20. You understand so far?
Yeah.
How much is he equal? He Aleph, 6. Oh, yeah. I want to make it lower. Vav is Vav, Vav. Mm-hmm. 12. So you have a 20, a 6, and a 12. Give me any other letter in the alphabet. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. It's 111. Give me another letter. Bet is already for over 400. One more, Emil. Gimal. Gimal already. The Lamed alone is 30. The Lamed alone is 30. Huh? Het. You got me. Okay. Besides Het. Het is 418. And anyway, that's it. You got one chance to get the rabbi. You didn't get me. That's it. Well, you see over here is every letter. That means God said, give me the smallest letters in the alphabet. That's my name. Wow. Give me the smallest. God could say, I'm God. I'm going to create three new letters that nobody can even use because they're my letters. And who's going to tell God anything? God, do whatever you want. He picked the letters that equal infinity. He said, let me look at the Hebrew alphabet. Give me the Yod. These are the cheapest letters. That's the lesson.
That's hard to deny.
If God promotes humility for himself, so what are we going to do? We have Gaava. The guy puts his name. Sir, Prince, Hadi. Well, the guy has more names than God. Doctor, professor, letters before his name, letters after him. His name is Ed Ott. Remember Ed Ott of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Ed Ott was a catcher for the Pirates. The smallest name in Major League Baseball history. Ed Ott. It's two syllables. The guy's a small name like Ed Ott. Now what does he do? He makes his name with all. Meaning, inflation of the name. Your Honor, the Kavod, says, give me the smallest, cheapest letters, Yud Kevav, and we have a Baruch Adonai. Amen. Amen.